Erevin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. The Mishnah is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're talking about the person on the road, and the scenario is im eino makir. If he doesn't know a particular fence or tree to designate X marks the spot in the distance somewhere, or v'she'eno baki b'halacha, or if he simply didn't know that one is able to establish his tchum around some point in the distance, rather he knows the conventional rules that either you have to be standing there yourself or have an erev tchum in there. So therefore, va'amar, and he says, shvisasi b'mekomi, he says, my makom shvisa, the center of my tchum for Shabbos, will be where I am right now. Zachalo b'mekomo alpaim am l'cho ruach. He gets his 2,000 amos in all directions. Now the truth is, he actually doesn't even need to say these words that shvisasi b'mekomi. The only reason that the Mishnah says it here is sort of as a contrast to the previous Mishnah, which said if he says that his shvisa is at the X marks the spot, the ikro, for example, at the base of the tree, then he gets a base of the tree. If he says my shvisa is over here, then he gets over here. But the truth is, lahalacha, and really pshat in the Mishnah, if he doesn't say anything, he just goes into a default position, and he says, here I am, and here's, without saying anything, therefore, this is where my center of my tchum will be, that's sufficient, and he gets 2,000 amos in all directions. This is actually clear from the Mishnah we had back in Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, where we had the fellow who, I'm sorry, it wasn't Mishnah Gimel, it was the Mishnah Hey, where Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, even a sleeping person gets 2,000 amos in all directions. There was a machlokus over there, if a person's asleep and has no intention to be kona his makom shvisa, and getting 2,000 amos, and there we were, lahalach, we said, makel, like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but here our Mishnah is saying the guy's awake, and since he's awake, according to everybody, even those who disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri back in the Mishnah Vav, would agree that over here, being awake is all you need, and therefore he gets his 2,000 amos. Now, how do you measure those 2,000 amos? So yesterday, in the previous Mishnah, I wanted to get the halacha clear in your head, but here we actually have machlokas. It says, Agulos divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. Chanina ben Antignus says it's taka, a circle with a radius of 2,000 amos, and you kind of draw it around him. It's a big circle, and that's where it's confined to for Shabbos. Definition of a circle is the set of the points that are equidistant from the center point, so it means wherever you go in any direction, 2,000 amos in all directions. As a side point, a technicality, which would be true in all events, the truth is you measure 2,000 amos from his dalet amos, the same way that you would measure 2,000 amos from around the person's perimeter of his house, and 2,000 amos if he's in a city around the perimeter of his city, as we'll discuss more in the next parak for sure. If he is standing there by himself, he gets his dalet amos, what the pasuk refers to as tachtav, beneath him, and then you get 2,000 amos in all directions. So he's basically, so to speak, 2,004 amos, if you will, technically speaking. But in any case, the focal point here in the machlokas is, according to Chanina ben Antignus, you get a circular tchum. But the chacham disagree. Chacham omrim merubaot. It is rectangular as opposed to circular. In fact, it's a square. Ketavla merubat, like a square tabletop. We said this before, tavla, same etymological root as our modern day table or tablet. They used on the surface of their tables, instead of using like a tablecloth, they used sort of this removable wooden table cover. That's a tavla. So the point is that it's a square. So we're talking a rectilinear tchum, not a circular tchum. And in the case of our Mishnah here, that tchum is going to be a square with, from the center point where you're standing to the sides, each side will be 2,000 amos, okay? Could be rectangular in other cases where you're going around the house or around the city, etc. But in any case, that's a different point for later. But the point of the Mishnah here is if you make it a square instead of a circle, of course, then you have actually a larger area in which your tchum covers. As the Mishnah says, kedei shehei niskar lezaviot, meaning that he also gets the benefit of the corners. Meaning, as I said in the previous Mishnah, the distance from the center of a square to its four corners is further than the distance from the center to the sides, as you can see for yourself, and a little bit of Pythagorean theorem will help you there. So the actual distance is, technically speaking, it's would be the distance to the side times the square root of 2, Chazal keep that simple, assuming that square root of 2 basically works out to being 7/5, meaning 1.4, and therefore rounding things. So that means that you have not just 2,000 amos, but actually to the four corners, you have 2,800 amos to walk. And there is a discussion about how to orient that square. You can imagine, since you can go 2,800 amos in one direction and 2,000 amos in another direction, it makes a difference how you orient that square on the map. But the Pashas is, according to most, the square is oriented according to the cardinal directions of a map, meaning that it's 2,000 amos north, east, south, and west, and 2,800 amos to the northeast or to the southeast or to the southwest or northwest, like that, exactly like it would be on a map with usual latitude, longitude lines drawn on it. And that's the halacha. The halacha is like the chachamim, you get a square-shaped chum, and the pashas is, like I said, oriented like the orientation of a map, although there is discussion on that down to the achronim, etc.